full of dismay. Riley's eyes fixed on Paige. They'd been alone together all week, and she hadn't even hinted at a problem.
What about the shelter?
Paige gave a tight smile, her eyes flittering around the group. We're experiencing some financial difficulties, that's all.
Charlotte said they were going to shut it down, Lucy said, referring to the owner of Frumpy Joe's, that the board decided yesterday.
Is that true? Riley asked.
But he already knew it was by the look on Paige's face.
Why didn't you tell me?
It's not so dire as that. They're giving me 3 months to turn things around. It'll be fine.
What are you going to do? Eden asked.
Find new sponsors, head up a fundraiser, and apply for grants. Riley frowned at her.
When are you going to find time for all that?
Evenings and weekends. I can get some of it done during slow times at work. Lauren will help with the grants. She's a whiz at paperwork. It'll all work out. You'll see.
Riley's gaze narrowed on Paige. He saw all right. Saw the way her eyes tightened at the corners, the way her brows furrowed, the way her fingers fidgeted with her napkin.
If you need any help with the fundraiser, let me know, Eden said. I can add a page to the shelter's website and do anything else you need.
Count me in, too, Lucy said.
Thanks, girls. I appreciate it. The server came over and took their orders. Riley's stomach twisted in hunger as another server passed with a steaming basket of atomic wings. It had been too long.